This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Milton ramped up to a Category 4 this morning. It's headed toward Florida. The National Hurricane Center's Dan Brown.
It is forecast to move across the eastern Gulf of Mexico. There are now hurricane watches and storm surge watches up for much of the west coast of the Florida Peninsula, as well as tropical storm watches for parts of the Florida Keys and parts of the Florida Big Bend region.
Right now, it looks like the hurricane will come ashore Wednesday in the Tampa Bay area. Ceasefire efforts have ground to a halt in the Middle East, even as Israel remembers that deadly attack 1 year ago. Hamas marked the anniversary of its October 7th attack by firing a barrage of rockets at Tel Aviv. There's a new look now at how much the U.S. has spent on military aid to Israel since the war in Gaza began. The AP's Sagar Magani has it.
The U.S. has spent a record amount of money on military aid for Israel since the Gaza war started. A Brown University report released on the Hamas attacks anniversary shows the U.S. has spent at least $17.9 billion in military aid for Israel, by far the most in 1 year. Another $4.86 billion has gone into stepped-up U.S. military operations in the region to counter Iranian-backed groups. It's one of the first tallies of estimated American costs since last October 7th.
No administration has helped Israel more than I have. None.
President Biden on Friday, even as funding for Israel has divided Americans during the presidential race. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Embattled New York City Mayor Eric Adams says his deputy mayor for public safety has resigned, the latest in a string of departures from that administration as the mayor battles a federal indictment on charges of accepting illegal campaign contributions. This is AP News. Today begins a new term for the Supreme Court.
The High Court is scheduled to hear cases on regulations for ghost guns and transgender rights. Ghost guns are privately made weapons that are hard for police to track because they don't have a serial number. The number of firearms found at crime scenes has declined in multiple cities since the Biden administration began requiring background checks and age verification for ghost gun kits. But manufacturers and gun rights groups argue that the administration overstepped and that the rule should be overturned. That case is on Tuesday's docket. And justices will consider a Tennessee law that restricts puberty blockers and hormone therapy for transgender minors. That case is likely to be argued in December. Donna Water, Washington.
Overseas, a British doctor is admitting trying to kill his mother's partner by injecting him with poison designed as a COVID vaccine. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.